Good morning, everyone. We talk about the fiscal crisis in states and localities around the United States as a result of the financial meltdown quite a lot on this program. And part of the problem and the issues in that story is that states particularly have limited options when it comes to declining revenue. They can't run deficits like the federal government can, and they're prohibited from declaring bankruptcy. And all of that has produced difficult discussions in state legislatures around the country over impending and inevitable service cuts. But there's also another looming crisis, the use of bankruptcy to roll back union contracts in the powerful public sector unions in states around the United States. It worked in the auto industry as the major automakers Chrysler and GM declared bankruptcy a few years ago and used their bankruptcy and a federal bailout to get out of financial difficulty by changing the game for the auto union. Stephen Greenhouse joins us, labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
It's great to talk to you. What is the extent to which bankruptcy can be used to change the game for powerful public sector unions who, we should remind Americans, are a natural constituency for the Democrats and Barack Obama?
Well, right now for states, highly indebted states like New York or New Jersey or California, they cannot use bankruptcy or even the threat of bankruptcy to pressure public sector unions. Why do I say that? Because right now states cannot go, there's no legal mechanism for states to go bankrupt. There's a feeling that you can't have, wee little bankruptcy judges, kind of supervising whole states, because states are considered, fairly sovereign entities under the Constitution. So a law would need to be passed by Congress to enable states to declare bankruptcy. Now, if such a law were passed, then states might really be able to pressure unions to, accept far, far less generous pensions. But many people are saying it's highly, highly unlikely that any law like that would pass because many state governors are going ballistic about the idea because they worry that they'll have to pay far higher interest on state bonds if investors, if bondholders think that, gosh, this state might go bankrupt.
It's a very difficult political calculus to make, as well as an economic calculus. Here's the treasurer of the state of Illinois, Dan Rutherford, who's a Republican.
I do not believe that it's appropriate for a sovereign government who has contracted and received goods and services from companies, people, social services, and has covenants, actually, with its pensioners to think that they could go in under a federal bankruptcy condition and renegotiate terms for payment.
Also joining us is Ed Rendell, former governor of Pennsylvania, on the line from Washington, D.C. Governor Rendell, how difficult is this for a governor to look at this landscape and see bankruptcy as a possible option?
Well, it's an extremely difficult problem because of the loss of the stimulus money more than anything else. Pennsylvania is in far better shape than almost every big state in the union, but we still face a $3 to $3.5, maybe even as high as a $4 billion a hole. But bankruptcy, for the reason your last guest said, is really not an option, even if it existed legally, because it would ruin the state's bond rating and cost the state over the long run hundreds of millions of dollars in increased interest payments if that state could even sell its bonds at all. And no state can exist without selling its bonds. It couldn't meet its capital budget needs, and it couldn't meet its short-term borrowing needs as well. So it's really not an option. But what governors can do is go to unions, not so much for pensions, because I don't even think unions have the right to bargain away pension rights of individual pensioners, but on everything else, on the entire array of benefit packages, on wage increases. Say, look, here's the deal. You either renegotiate the contract to give us A, B, and C, or we're going to have to lay off 12,000 workers. Your choice.
Wow. Well, Ed Rendell, former governor of Pennsylvania, that argument is perhaps one of the reasons, Stephen Greenhouse, why the unions have been curiously silent on this issue. I haven't heard a lot of public statements. What's been the reaction?
Well, my newspaper had a front page story about the notion of, some Republicans are pushing the idea of allowing states to go bankrupt, and our paper quoted the legislative director of the largest union of, state and county workers, and he said, they are readying a massive assault on us. We're taking this very seriously. And, one reason I think, Newt Gingrich floated this idea in November, and a lot of people have embraced it. But since then, many governors and bondholders are saying, this is a bad idea. This is going to, as Governor Rendell said, ruin states' credit ratings, push up their interest rates. And I think governors and Wall Street folks and bondholders and the public sector unions are all going to fight tooth and nail to prevent this from ever getting enacted.
Is the power of the unions, Ed Rendell, put them as sort of the biggest target on the map here in the sense that they can be jawboned like JFK famously jawboned the steel industry to lower their prices to keep inflation down?
Well, sure. It's a ready target because personnel costs are an extremely high portion of what the operating budget of many states is. There's no question about it. And in most cases, benefit packages had grown far too rich. When I became governor, for example, Pennsylvania state employees and university employees didn't contribute to their health care. That almost didn't exist anywhere in the country in the private sector. They do now. They contribute significantly. My first year as governor, we negotiated two zeros in the first 2 years of the contract. That's important because we were facing at that time a $2.4 billion deficit when I came into office. And in return, we didn't do layoffs. We were down by attrition in the 8 years that I've been governor. We've lost 6,000 employees, but by attrition, not by forced layoffs.
Ed, we're going to have to leave it there on that issue. Ed Rendell, former governor of Pennsylvania. Stephen Greenhouse, quickly, how significant is this in the 2012 election if Obama presides over benefit reductions like this?
Well, the president doesn't preside over the states. I think he would like to give more stimulus money to the states to help them balance the budgets, but generally Republicans in Congress are opposing that idea.
Interesting. Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, union contracts and fiscal crises in the states around the United States. Thanks to both of you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.